There used to be three levels of ambulance care in Illinois: basic, intermediate, and advanced. But the Illinois Department of Public Health is eliminating the intermediate level. This forced those operating there, like Union County, to make a decision: either drop back to the basic level or make the jump up to the advanced level of care. Union County chose the latter, and recently the State Health Department and the Southern Illinois Regional Emergency Medical Services System approved the Union County Ambulance Service for the Advanced Life Support Licensure Level. Ambulance Service Executive Director Grant Capel says his crew spent their own money and traded shifts to go back to school and train at no cost to the taxpayers.
We went back in groups, and we took our own time to do it, and those that were in class or needed to be at work that day traded time with each other, and it became a favor returned.
He says it took about 2 years for his staff to finish their training, pass the state boards, and complete their 1,000 hours of classroom time and hundreds of hours of clinical time with a physician or nurse. Capel says this advanced level care designation allows his paramedics to provide many of the services of an emergency room while the patient is still in the ambulance. One of the most important involves patients dealing with heart problems. Capel says cardiac monitors now allow them to send vital information to a physician from the ambulance in just minutes.
On the monitors, you can see that we have a 50-year-old patient, and this is a male patient. It is analyzing, if these leads were on the patient right now, it would be analyzing all of those leads, and then it's going to give me a printout of it. Our new thing is that we would be able to take the same thing then, and at this point, we're going to send it somewhere. And I want to send it. I want to pick where I want it to go to. I'm going to push it. It's coming from this truck, and it is now picking it up and connecting to the Bluetooth, and then it's going to send it through the server, and then in 2 to 3 minutes' time, this will be in the doctor's hands on the other end.
Similar interventions are also taking place for stroke victims. Capel says advanced care also provides more medication options to patients before they arrive at the hospital. Capel says having these options available in the ambulance is critical in rural areas like Union, Alexander, and Pulaski counties, where hospitals are often a good distance away.
When you get in the south end of our county, or you get into Pulaski and Alexander, who are running advanced life support as well, they often have a trip that's 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes to get to the emergency room. So we're back to it again. How important is it that they bring the care to the patient instead of the patient being brought to the care?
The distance to a hospital can be the difference between life and death. Capel says that's why paramedics report from the field to a resource hospital to relay information to a mobile intensive care nurse or an emergency room doctor. In some cases, he says this communication allows for patients who are in need of surgery right away to bypass the emergency room altogether and go straight to the operating room from the ambulance through a program called StatHeart.
We go through the door. They're waiting on us. They know we're coming. They've had a heads up from the field. We've transmitted this EKG. The physician has seen it. And the OR team is waiting on that patient. We go straight to OR, move them over, and hopefully a catheterization can take place and a patient is saved.
In addition to earning the Advanced Life Support Licensure Level, the Illinois Commerce Commission recently gave final approval for the Union County 911 Next Generation Modification Plan. The difference between the current 911 system and Next Generation 911 is the ability to receive text and live streaming video over a dedicated IP fiber network.
So with the changes in technology now, they can use an ability to help triangulate a signal, pinpoint an area of where it's coming from by cell towers of where that phone is pinging from. How are we going to answer the other types of technology? Well, are you going to have the ability to text a 911 call? And the answer is yes. Will we be able to receive where they could upload video that could help us in a situation where someone is a witness to a certain incident and that helps the authorities in how they're going to approach a problem? All of these things are coming true.
Thus far, the Union County 911 system is one of only 7 in Illinois to receive Next Generation 911 approval. This isn't the end of the advancements for emergency response in Union County. Capel says the State Department of Public Health recently awarded the ambulance service a grant for a new stair chair. He says before, two paramedics had to actually lift the patient and the chair to navigate a flight of stairs. But this new chair has tracks that make transport safer for the patient and the paramedics.
The person on the top end of that can literally, with a few pounds of force, push down on the handle, stop those tracks going down the steps, and you're not lifting the patient down. You're controlling the descent as they move down the steps. Therefore, it's safer for the patient. It's easier for them to sit in that coming down the stairs, and we have probably, hopefully, cut down the possibility of injury to the two medics that have to move a patient.
Union County Emergency Medical Technician Michael Hartman says patients love the stair chair and the department's new power cots.
It's smoother. You're not jolting them around. You're not turning them. It's just a smooth for them. And with our cots, too, patients are amazed that instead of jerking them up, it's just smooth on them. And they love it. All of them do.
Hartman and Capel say there are more advancements coming in 2015. Brad Palmer, WSIU Radio News.